way that comes off some way rather than the other. You have to be aware of what their background is, because maybe that's something pertaining to their religion, their beliefs. Like, they have to do something or have family. I've heard situations where, like, they have to have a family member with them if they come to talk with counselors, like, because it's a part of their sets of values. So it's really important to be mindful of people's cultural backgrounds. And if you don't know their cultural backgrounds, it's important to ask to offend them so you don't disrespect their religion, anything like that.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's the same thing with sexual orientation and working, you know. Again, it doesn't matter what my personal beliefs are.
Right.
If I have, it's like and I think I may have mentioned this to you on my intake interview, I asked people, have you ever had an abortion? And a lot of times people are really kind of taken aback that I would ask that question. I asked that of men also. Of course, they didn't have the abortion, but, you know, do you know of a woman who has ever had an abortion? Not because I wanted to talk about my views around abortion. My views around abortion in that situation, that doesn't matter. What matters is their view and their response to it. And I have people have said, yeah, I've had abortion. Man, it was the best thing I did in my life. And I'm like, okay, that's, you know, I'm glad you feel that way. It's not something we have to work on. I have some people sit there and they just burst out into tears. I feel so guilty. That what I'm doing is I'm actually opening the door for them to feel comfortable to talk about. Again, like I said, there's nothing politically correct. All the issues they need to talk about, my personal view around it has absolutely no part in that. And so being, you know, culturally sensitive and sensitive to, and again, as a counselor, we have to take 3 hours of education on multicultural issues. And a lot of times it is around the LBGQ. Right, yeah. And so there's a lot of that information. And again, it's not to harm. It's to be there. It's to listen. It's to not judge. And it's all listed out here in our culture, our ethics.
Right. And as we've seen it, it's been becoming more prominent. We're learning so many new things are coming out about sexual orientation and stuff. So that's got to be educated on all the new things coming
right
out. So it's so hard to fall behind on it.
That's
it's so
right.
Easy to fall behind.
It is. We do need to take another little commercial break, and then we'll come back with Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host, and Amber
Holtzinski, graduate student in clinical counseling.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We'll
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor, and I am a licensed professional counselor to practice here in the state of New Jersey. I have a small practice here in town, right on Main Street. If anyone is interested in finding out about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com. Now, my little commercial says .net. .net no longer works. It's .com, so it's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R, .com. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat. You can find other shows that I've done follow them, listen to them, make a suggestion. Please give me a call if you're interested in setting up an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list to the best of my ability, and I work with quite a variety of issues, depression, anxiety, lots of addiction, people who've got someone in their family who's struggling with addiction, if you grew up in a family where there's addiction, codependency, enabling, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, couples counseling, just to name a few things. So please go on my website and check it out and see if you're interested in making an appointment. I do believe that having good mental health is really important. And I've got Amber here with me. She's a counselor in training. And it's so important that that we have counselors coming in into this field, and it's really important that they get good training. So, how many hours do you have to put in? Not just classes. I know you need 60
credits.
60 credits.
Right. Oh my gosh, I think it's like up to like 5,000 now, something crazy like that. But right now I'm doing my practicum, and they're just short little internships. They're really just like shadowing. They're not as hands-on as interning. But, yeah, in the end I have to do I think it's like 4,800 or 5,000.
Yeah, like so that. It's an incredible amount of time.
Yeah.
So counselors have a lot of training. And so when you graduate, you're going to become a licensed associate counselor.
Yes.
Right. So then after she gets her hours in, then she becomes a licensed professional counselor like myself. And we are talking about ethics today. And there is a whole section, Section F, on supervision, training, and teaching. So that would apply to both of us. And again, it's about client welfare and counselor credentials. Now, I am not credentialed as a supervisor. Now, I'm not doing supervision with you, but I can go and get a certificate as a supervisor in the state of New Jersey, so that once you graduate and you have your LAC, that you would then come to me and I would supervise you. Now, that doesn't mean you necessarily have to work for me. What that means is you would come to me once a week, and we would talk about what's going on and how counseling is affecting you. It is doing some counseling with the counselors, which I believe ethically we do need counseling as counselors.
Absolutely. I mean, I go to a counselor once a month myself, just good to have somebody to talk to. It's this field, and especially the schooling, is very challenging, very overwhelming, very time consuming, and it's really, it becomes very difficult to separate your personal life from your school and work life. And sometimes you need to find that balance. And when you're just so involved in school and work, you kind of lose sight on like what you enjoy. And sometimes you just need to get backgrounded and you need somebody to just like help you be able to separate those two, because your that's the one thing that was stressed so much in all my classes. Counselors, mental health, you need to make sure your mental health is good before you can counsel anybody else. So if you need to take breaks, take the breaks, because you're not going to perform, you're not going to help if your mental well-being is in any sort of trouble. So.
Yeah, and that is part of our ethical standards in terms of, you know, taking good care of ourselves and knowing, you know, counselor burnout happens. You know, a lot of times people are just like, oh, can't do it anymore. Especially if we work with a population, I'm going to use veterans as an example, because veterans have the higher rate of post-traumatic stress. But counselors can become stressed and end up with acute stress or you know, post-traumatic stress just from listening to all of that over and over and over again. So that's really, you know, just another aspect. So we have to be, I'm just going to, because it's about time to wrap up, believe it or not, and I feel like we've barely skimmed. You know, there's our ethics on assessment. So what does that mean? It means testing and reading the tests and even, you know, giving tests. Consent for evaluation is on here. There's so much here on responsibilities of counselor educators. So those would be the teachers. And roles and relationships between counselors, relationships between client and counselor. You know, at one point, and this is how things have changed, at one point when I first got into the field, bartering, you do not barter. Now, believe it or not, you can barter. But that would be not so, you know, let's say, oh, you come to me and you're, I don't know, house cleaner. And I'm thinking, oh, well, hey, I'd like to have my house cleaned. Hey, well, you want to barter? I cannot do that as the counselor. Now, you might say to me, you know what? I'm not sure if I can afford, you know, your services, but I really need them. Would you be willing to barter with me? So if you brought that up, I could. Do that, but I, you know, and one of the reasons that they do that, you know, talk about dual relationships, and oh my gosh, we're like really running out of time, but that's again about client welfare and not taking advantage of the client. So, like I said, there's so much we could have done this all month, but I did want to touch base on it. I am Ruth Altamiro, your host, and I've got Amber
Poltrzyski, counselor in training.
Yes.
LPC.
So I hope this was useful. Please, by all means, seek out licensed professional counselors. Yes. You want somebody that's licensed, because you will know that they have done all of their work and are ethically sound to the best of their ability. So I will be back next week with Counselors Chat, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today at the White House, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence condemned Russia's support of Venezuela during a meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife. President Trump was also asked if applying more pressure is needed to the current Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
Well, they've got a lot of pressure right now. They have no money, they have no oil, they have no nothing. They got plenty of pressure right now, so we'll see. They have no electricity, and other than military, you can't get any more pressure than they have. Unfortunately, a lot of people are starving. They don't take the aid. We've sent hundreds of millions of dollars worth of aid to the border. He won't take the aid.
The Chicago Police Union is calling for an investigation into the state's attorney, Kim Fox. The Chicago Sun-Times is reporting Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, Tina Chen, had put Fox in touch with Jussie Smollett's family just days after he reported the alleged attack to police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates.